Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. All right, stop watching the Avengers trailer and pay attention. We're back behind the scenes at Z Nation. Talk to the guys at the sci-fi series about getting a second season renewal and just what they have planned for that. Plus, the Amazon hit streaming comedy Alpha House has a new season that debuts today. And we talked to actor Mark Consuelos, who tells us, you want to know what's going to happen? Just look at the headlines. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
All right, so Z Nation is not your typical zombie TV show, if there is such a thing. The sci-fi series mixes drama and death with a few lighthearted moments. That's an unusual recipe, as agreed to by showrunner Craig Engler.
The show vacillates a little bit between serious drama and campy humor, right, so sure. It kind of whipsaws, but it's definitely like a Sharknado is a great idea for a movie, but just couldn't sustain over 13 episodes or hopefully 5 seasons. So we really knew going in, like, we weren't making the Sharknado of TV. We were making a TV show, and there would be these campy or fun moments in it, but, you know, it wasn't going to be a Sharknado times 13.
So, okay, why not just be a comedy?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be very tough for just a pure humor zombie show to survive on TV.
Okay.
I think you need that mix of stuff that people get interested in the characters and want to stick around. But, you know, then you also have the Liberty Bell crashing down a street in Philadelphia, mowing over zombies. So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
When it comes to competition, it comes down to just one.
There's not a lot of zombie shows out there at all. You can kind of say, like, In the Flesh, maybe, The Returned. I don't know. I wouldn't even consider that a zombie show. So really, there's only one thing to compare it to. But if you were to think about it like a cop show, like a new cop show, everyone doesn't go, well, that's just like all the other 32 cop shows. And, you know, it's just because we haven't seen a lot of stuff. So I think it really took people a little while to get used to it. And, you know, I think everyone came in just thinking, well, it's like going to be just like The Walking Dead. And then, you know, when it wasn't, they were kind of like, some people were kind of like taken aback.
Right.
They're like, wait, they make jokes in this show, you know, and then they get it like, oh, they make jokes in the show. I get it. Yeah, because it's not The Walking Dead.
Right.
You know?
Already renewed for a second season on sci-fi. I asked Craig if they were planning ahead.
Absolutely. You know, when we sit down in the writer's room and it's called, you know, breaking the show, and we have 13 episodes, and those episodes have both plot arcs and character arcs. So the different characters have different arcs that they follow. And then we also know if we get more seasons, we know where those were going to go. So, you know, we have it. I can't really say anything, but we know where it's going and where it can go and all the things that we want to do. And also what we want to have happen to the characters, because that's really important at the end of the day is, if you don't care about anyone in the show, then you're probably not going to come back, or, you know, at some point you're going to lose it. So we try to keep you interested in the characters. And all the characters have really interesting backstories that we get into slowly but surely.
One of those characters is played by actor Tom Everett Scott, who has an interesting story about how he got the role.
All right, so a friend of mine, John Hyams, directs multiple episodes of this show. He's done, like, the Universal Soldier movies, the most recent ones. Before that, he did, like, a lot of docs. But I met him in college when he was an art student, and I was actually in his very first movie that he ever directed. So many years later, I'm picking my son up from school, and John and I had been talking about we were going to get together with another one of our friends, but John couldn't because he was in Spokane doing this, Z Nation. And I said, as a joke, I texted him, well, if you need any zombies, let me know. And so then he calls me, and he says, so I have him on speakerphone, and my son Finn's in the back seat. He says, you know, I actually pitched you to the guys doing the show, and they love the idea to play this character, Garnett. And he pitches me the whole show, hangs up, and from the back seat, my son's like, you're going to do that, right? Like, it was like, you know, why wouldn't I go do a zombie series? You know, so he was excited. So that's pretty much how I got the job. They sent me the script, and I thought it was a great character. The character's name is Garnett. He was in the National Guard, and when the zombie apocalypse happened, he and this group of people, like, they survived by living on an island. They got this community where, you know, they're able to survive. They're surrounded by water, and up to that point, you know, nothing bad has happened. And when I first got there to set, I asked the writer, you know, what is it about my character? Why is he so, he seems kind of religious. He seems kind of burned out. And he said, no, he's not. It's not like he's religious. He's just got hope. He's the one guy who has hope. And I was like, wow, that's okay, great. That's amazing direction to go in. So basically, that shaped my whole interpretation of the character. Every time that he was going to make a decision that I was like, whoa, why would he do that? That's insane. I would never do that. So, I don't know, because he's got hope. He's just got this, like, it trumps everything else. I'll do this. If it means that we can save the human race, I'm going to do it. And so it was just, that's how I kind of, like, that's the trajectory I took.
So Tom agrees with everybody else. Yeah, it's the golden age of television, but he also thinks there's a dark cloud around it, especially when it comes to the movie business.
It's interesting, right? I mean, because, like, in a way, there's more opportunities in TV, there's more content, there's more programming needed, but then they're making less movies.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's probably the same. Right? Because this is, like, coming on the heels of the age of reality television where nothing right. scripted was ever going to be made again, and right. now we've got this boon of scripted television, which, as a TV fan, it makes it really hard to, like, even digest all these shows. There's so many shows I haven't even seen, you know, that everyone says, I gotta see.
Right.
You would love it. You of me. I hate when people single me out like that. You would love it. I'm like, okay.
Right.
But, I think it's great. I think it's taking that spot of, like, the $30 million movie. They don't really make it anymore. It's kind of like a bunch of little novels that you get to, like, read, and if you really like them, they'll make more. You know, I don't know, the 10 to 13 episode season of a cable show is just really, I don't know, something that we seem to be really interested in as viewers.
New episodes of Z Nation every Friday on Sci-Fi, and see more right now on Sci-Fi On Demand. Here's all the latest in pop culture. Well, he may have a whole shelf full of Golden Globes and Emmys, but Walter White is not too popular these days at Toys R Us. The toy retailer has quietly pulled the Mezco Toys Breaking Bad action figures from their shelves and their online stores as well. It began with a Florida woman issued a petition through Change.org to have the toys removed, saying that they weren't suitable for children. The Today Show picked up the story, and Toys R Us decided the publicity wasn't just worth it at all. The toys, by the way, have been available in stores since 2013 and are still purchasable from many online retailers. You might want to be aware of a new project from Warner Brothers called Blue Ribbon Content. It'll be a video short form service that'll have some interesting material when it finally gets going, including a new animated Mortal Kombat series and a live action series based on the former Milestone character Static Shock. There's a lot of other things planned as well. Look for Warner Brothers to make a major announcement about this sometime over the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the WWE's animated series, Slam City, is now making the leap from the WWE Network to regular TV. Nickelodeon signed a deal with a company to air the series on Nicktoons Nick Sports Primetime Block starting this week. No big surprise that The Flash has got a full season order from the CW. The series has been the network's most watched debut ever, with a little over 6 million viewers in the live plus 3-day ratings. Also along with that, Jane the Virgin, another new series doing well for the CW, also got a full season order. And on the opposite side of that coin, FX has decided not to renew The Bridge for a new season. The second season ratings are not that spectacular, so FX has passed on renewing it for a third go-round. And back again on the plus side, Z Nation has been performing pretty good for the folks at Sci-Fi, so they've given the go-ahead for a second season of that series. It'll premiere sometime next year. Doctors, the graphic novel written and drawn by Dash Shaw for Fantagraphics Books, has now been picked up by 20th Century Fox for a possible film. Attached to it, the familiar name of David Goyer, who we know, of course, from Man of Steel and Dark Knight, and for cable series like Da Vinci's Demons. Capitalizing on the hugely successful new series of American Horror Story, Fox has given a straight-to-series order for another comedy horror anthology from Ryan Murphy. This one is called Scream Queens. It's known as, and we're quoting here, a gender-bending concept that blends true horror with big comedic moments. It revolves around a college campus rocked by a series of murders, and we should look for it sometime in the fall of 2015.
The Point! The Point!
Actor-producer Mark Consuelos is geared up for a second season of the hit streaming comedy Alpha House. And this time, Mark says to pay close attention to the plots because they're going to tie in very closely to the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, we're releasing the show right before midterm elections. Midterm elections are a big plot point in season two of Alpha House. And I think it's a little uncanny how Gary Trudeau, the creator and the executive producer and writer of the show, knows what's happening and what's going to happen. And that makes it, I think, a lot more fun for the actors to be kind of be part of this you know, fiction, but it's also being grabbed from the headlines.
Alva House debuted as a breakthrough hit in streaming, and I asked Mark if, as an actor, he approached working in this medium any differently.
No. I mean, it felt very much like an edgy cable show that you do. The production value was there. They spent a lot of money. Obviously, when you're working with Barry Trudeau and John Goodman, you know it's for real. And the writing's great. The crews are great. And as an actor, you know, you work, when you're doing a TV show, you're always concerned, or in the back of your mind, you're worried about what night they're going to put you on the network, or what your lead-in is, or what night, you know, what's opposite you, against you. Like, there's this big juggernaut called American Idol up against you on the same night. That's a problem. And even if you're a really, really good show, you might not find your audience. And there might be a lot of reasons why people aren't tuning in. So with Amazon and, you know, other providers that are doing this streaming thing, it's been really, I think it was kind of a sigh of relief for the actors. I can speak for myself, is that, you know, all you had to concentrate on was being good and doing good work and being invested in that. And all the other stuff was completely taken out of the equation, which I found, like a breath of fresh air.
Along with his wife, Kelly Ripa, Mark has a production company and a few interesting projects on the way.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff in development right now, which is code for it's not picked up yet. And we're on the brink of that, but we're extremely busy. I've been focusing a lot more on the acting side and doing a lot of that stuff. And, you know, Kelly obviously has her show in the morning. But we find a great deal of pleasure also producing. And, we have our fingers crossed on a few different projects.
As a producer, how does Mark decide where to put his projects with all the different venues out there? Online, cable, Netflix, and, of course, basic broadcast TV.
Yeah, no, I think that, when you would look at selling a project as a producer, there was the standard homes for it. Like, when you're making a show for this, like, what would be a good home for that? And now with the advent of technology and digital and streaming, it's really opened up so many more possibilities for content, and people are needing, you know, different forms of content for it. So, I mean, as a producer, I think the game's wide open.
For a number of years, Mark was in front of the camera as an Emmy-winning actor on All My Children. And I asked Mark if he thinks the genre of soap operas is really over.
That's a great question. I think they tried that with All My Children online. I think they ran into a few problems. I'm not sure it was a content problem or a writing problem. I think, they're trying to still figure that out, how that works with the unions and actors and actors unions and crews. So, you know, there are still a few on network TV. I know General Hospital is still on the air, and I think Days of Our Lives and Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful, I think. You know, I haven't been following that so much, and they've stayed strong. So I think there's definitely an audience for those shows. I think to your point, if people could, you know, could watch it and stream it and, you know, maybe go back and archive and watch different stories that they like to watch, Luke and Laura, or, you know, a Susan Lucci storyline, whatever, back in the day. I think that would be interesting for people. So I still think there's an audience. I don't think they're dead. I don't think it's dead. I think they just need to figure out how they're going to, what kind of landscape they're going to stay on and how they're going to survive.
See Mark along with John Goodman in Alpha House. All the episodes of Season 2 available right now on Amazon Prime. That's it for now, but I think you've got more than enough to entertain you over the weekend. Come back and join us again in a few days in all the usual places like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. And want to know what we're up to? Well, it's easy to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under The Point Radio. Have a good weekend. See you in a few days. Get the-